The story I started this chapter with is a perfect example. I was held to a different standard than my peers, and there are numerous stories like that one, but they can be summed up easily in a single phrase. You can't do that. You're a pastor's kid. Whether it is cussing on the basketball court, playing pranks on Sunday school teachers, fighting in the youth room, playing music too loud, going to R-rated movies, or any movie for that matter, yelling at siblings, mouthing off to parents, or any number of other normal childhood actions, that sentiment presides over all for numerous PKs. One PK I know told me a story of going home from college for a holiday break. Some friends asked him to join them at a pool hall to play a few games of 8-ball. Being under the legal drinking age, he wisely decided to abstain from the beer that his older friends enjoyed. They shot some pool, had a good time, and headed home. 2 days later, a church member called his father to report having seen him at the bar and to express concern about his behavior. Thankfully, in this case, his parents already knew of his time out and were fine with it. The greater point is that the expectation that he ought not to have been in such a place, not to mention the eagle eye it took to spot him there. Would this church member have made the same call if it was any other college kid from the church? Maybe, in which case he was just a narc, but probably not. The church member had a singular expectation of the PK. There is a straightforward, blunt, in-your-face expectation that PKs will behave better than our peers. We will have inherently better judgment, avoid temptations common to our age and gender, express none of our baser thoughts or feelings, and generally reflect positively on our parents and their position, which is total nonsense. Especially when you consider the reputation PKs have for being rebels and deviants. Wait, am I supposed to be an angel or a devil? Now I'm all confused. This expectation is, most often, piled on from the outside. People in the church react with surprise at normal childhood behavior, but it is not at all uncommon for pastors themselves to hold their children to a higher moral standard. Such a standard can be expressed terribly, something like, "When you act like that, son, it reflects poorly on me as a pastor." Or it can be couched in more biblical terms and expressed as a standard of honoring God and representing Jesus well. Either way, though, PKs face a standard that we know is not the same as everyone else's. Jonathan Holmes, a PK, said, "I would be frequently trotted out as a moral example to others." This kind of multiple standard causes PKs to focus on the wrong things. We begin to worry about pleasing people, or we begin to resent them. It runs the risk of casting God in the same light as the crotchety old woman who's always griping about our baggy pants, shaggy hair, and thumping bass. It really doesn't matter if the double standard is unintended and the desire is truly to raise kids who honor God with their actions. PKs are so often...